This is ridiculous.
Bottom line is, he's the president of the United States. He probably has other things that's on his mind.
I want to know what book he's reading, and I want to know what he's saying. Why an ascot? Because I want my America back.
Set us straight, Roland Martin.
From my Washington, D.C. studios, Roland Martin, good morning.
Man, they were lighting you up last night on Twitter, Tom.
They teared me up this morning, man. Yeah, tear me up.
I just sat there and said, Lord, pray for him, pray for him. But Floyd Mayweather turned out well, didn't he?
Oh, yes, he did.
Well, it was a great game seven if you're a Heat fan. But, again, it was a good one. So, Tom, we'll pray for you, brother. We'll pray for you. All right. Tom, I really thought Republicans would have learned their lesson after the butt kicking in 2012, especially when it came to voter suppression, how they really just ticked off so many folks, especially black folks. But in North Carolina, they clearly did not get the memo or the email. And so the voter suppression efforts are continuing there. And the folks at the NAACP and other civil rights groups are fighting it as best they can, protesting every Monday in the state capitol. We're joined this morning by Reverend Dr. William J. Barber II. He's the pastor of Greenleaf Christian Church in Goldsboro, North Carolina, and the president of the NAACP North Carolina State Conference. Reverend Barber, good morning.
Good morning, Fred. How you doing?
I'm doing great. So, every Monday, you guys are leading these protests. Folks are getting arrested. What is the GOP trying to do now in North Carolina?
Well, you know, there's an old song. The OJs used to say, give the people what they want. And down here, what we want is a government that functions constitutionally, cares about the common good, and functions morally, since they put their hands on the Bible, and cares about our deepest values, you know, caring for our neighbor. This GOP, 86 people now, 10 million North Carolina, but 86 people have decided to push an extreme and immoral agenda. They've cut 500,000 people off of Medicaid, refused to accept it. Black, white, Republican, Democrat, that's immoral. That's extreme. They've cut 165,000 people's unemployment, denying them on July 1st, they'll all lose their unemployment. That's extreme and immoral. They have raised taxes on 900,000 North Carolinians. That's more than the entire population of Charlotte and Asheville put together, so they could give a tax cut to 23 of the wealthiest families in North Carolina. And then on top of all of that, they're attacking every aspect of voting through a poll tax, voter ID. They want to roll back same-day registration, early voting. They want to deny students the right to vote. They want to charge parents $2,500 poll tax if their children vote in college as opposed to back at home. And then they want to raise taxes by cutting corporate tax and personal income tax and expand sales tax on everything from hairdos to food to prescription drugs. We've drawn a line in the sand. This is immoral. It's extreme. We've got to stop it here before it's replicated across the rest of the country in the South.
Wow.
You're exactly right. They should have learned, but they haven't. And so people are coming out, black, white, Latino, young, old, everybody's coming. Over 300 people now have submitted to nonviolent arrest, and thousands of people are coming, you know, out every time we gather.
You make it sound like the next thing they're going to do is take us back to slavery.
Well, you're exactly right, Tom. I think that these folk are scared that we're in the middle of the third Reconstruction. They know that the electorate is changing in the South. Blacks are now 25% of the electorate in North Carolina, Latinos 4%. That means we only need 21% of progressive whites to vote their future and not their fears. And they know that. They know they have a limited time, you know, maybe another year and a half, because a narrow-minded agenda is not going to work. Even white, look, I gather, this is the thing about this, Tom, NAACP in the South, and 50% of the people that are coming to these gatherings are white, because they recognize that this is crazy. They've cut $1.6 billion from public education. They want to pass vouchers and give private public school money to private schools. They just voted to knock 30,000 more preschool kids off of the rolls, which add to 20,000 that were already not allowed to get preschool. And these are not just black kids. This is even Republican kids.
Wow.
You know, so this is an extreme, crazy agenda. And the big issues in this nation are at the state level. We want to change the nation. We got to fight at the state level.
All right.
Reverend Barber, y'all leading the protest in North Carolina. We certainly appreciate the breakdown and giving us the update, and we'll keep our folks apprised of what happens there. Thanks a lot.
All right, Reverend Barber, here's your song.
Come on down. Come on down.